I hope everyone is having an amazing day, an amazing night. I'm just going to make a quick podcast, kind of partnered up with yesterday's podcast, right? So yesterday I made a podcast about advice and how, you know, sometimes it feels extremely worthless to give people advice. And listen, I don't want anybody to think that I sit here and think about the advice I've given people and regret that I gave them advice and all that stuff, because, you know, obviously I'm replying to some messages that I got about, you know, not having, like, to never regret giving advice. Now, I never, ever, ever regret giving advice. Don't get me wrong, I don't ever regret giving advice. I just was saying that off the strength of the people whom are here sitting down kind of begging for the advice, and, you know, they don't appreciate your advice. Now, number one, if you love to give advice and people still don't listen to you, but you still love to give advice and those people will continue on coming to you for advice, hey, do you, boo? Do you give out the advice you want? Give everything you need. Give everything that you feel as though God had sent you there for. Like, if God sent you there, right, and you feel so strong about coming out and still giving advice and still giving out lectures and still doing, how do you say, if, and still, still answering the same questions for them and still doing this and still that. It's fine. Do that for them. Not everyone has that patience, though. And you're completely blessed if you do. So what I said yesterday, it's not to take and, like, cut off your friends and cut off your family and cut off whoever the heck is coming to you with this situation. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Y'all assumed it, but, you know, that was a bit of a stretch. If you ask me, you don't have to cut off everybody. I'm just saying, if you feel as though, like, you're repeating yourself like this broken record, then just shut up. Like, don't say anything. Don't give them advice. That's it. You don't have to cut them off. You don't have to be a mean friend. Just when that topic comes up and it feels like they're about to start talking about it in a negative way, then you, as a human being with rights, back up from that. Again, you don't have to cut them off. You don't have to talk shit. You don't have to do none of that. Just really realized that you're wasting your time, and no matter what, just moving your truth. So if you see, like, you guys are in the same situation or in similar situations, but you got out of it, maybe moving your truth. Don't show off about how you got over this and that. You don't have to put your results in people's faces, because no one is the same. Okay, no one is the same. So you throwing your results into somebody's face, trying to make them feel bad, is not the way to go when you are around, quote unquote, giving advice, because that's just not how you should move in truth. When you move in truth, you're not better than anybody. You're just going off of the experience, and you want them to learn from your experience instead of yours. Now, that's number two. If someone is learning from their experience and they're the type of person that you feel like just learns off of experience over experience over experience, then you have to give them their space. They have the right to make mistake after mistake. You know, they have the right to not listen to you, but now, I'm telling you, do not waste your time giving up the same advice if you feel like it's disrespectful. Like, let's say you're like, oh, like, we already talked about this. I don't want to talk about this, but you already know how I feel about it. That's all you have to say as a friend. Now, if it's a stranger, you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, but I gave you advice and you shoved it straight in your anal, in your cavity. And that's okay too. Like, again, you're not better than anybody and no one's better than you. Remember that. Remember that you are more than all that shit that you're like, that you're holding in, and you're more than your thoughts. So when you're thinking evilly or something about your friend, or you're thinking like talking shit type of thing, like, it's just the ego, and it's just us as humans. And sometimes we feel as though no one's listening, and then sometimes we feel like everyone's listening, but they're just kind of not listening. I promise you, don't give up on giving advice. Don't give up on living your life. Don't give up on giving everyone advice, because not everyone is going to disregard your advice. There's people that are waiting for you that hope and pray that one day you just stop by and give them advice, or pray that one day, you know, their calling or their help is heard and that you see it. You know, there is people out there like that that still want help and need help, especially if they need it. Don't give up on folks. That's not what I meant on my podcast prior to this one. I meant, if you feel like you're wasting your time, if you feel like your word is taken for granted, you have the right to stop. What? You have the right to not, you know, communicate like you do to this person. It depends on what levels of what they're triggering you. So if you feel as though, no, I cannot even chill with her. Can't even chill with him. I can't stand it because that's all he talks about, or that's all she talks about. Then you, instead of drinking the poison and expecting them to die, you just separate yourself from the situation, and that's that. That's really, 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 really just that, and how simple life could be. But we treat it so difficult and complex, like we have to do certain things for certain results. And I get it, yeah, that's sometimes, but when you see that you have gotten the same results with the same shit or the same advice that you've been giving or the same advice that you've been getting, hello, take a stand for your life. We have so much power. We're literally connected to the source. How many times do I have to tell you that we're connected to the source? We're a piece of God. Heck, hello. We're special. We're healthy, wealthy, and wise on top of that. We're pretty much dangerous, okay? We're dangerous. And I'm ready for that shit. And you should be too. Because we need it. And we need you, and they need us, and I need you, and you need me. So, with that being said, do not cut off everybody and their mother because they don't listen to you. Do not cut off yourself and sense of, I want to help. Do not cut off your sense because people aren't listening, because not everybody is that same person. What if I need you, and then you freaking get tired of Fulana? And now you don't want to give me advice. You don't want to help me because Fulana treated you a certain way where your word wasn't as important. I'm telling you, not everyone is going to take you for granted. People will see your value. People will see that you need the light as well to continue on being the light. Some people don't understand that it is necessary to receive some light after you've given so much. Some people don't understand that this isn't automatic, that being the light to everybody, even if you're not doing it purposely and that's just organic of you, you still need, as an outlet of power, to receive power. You need to receive light. You cannot continuously always give light, give love. Well, you know, you could give love. It's just like sometimes we don't receive certain things and we feel like we're wasting our time. But again, that goes with the advice giving. Like, you're not ever wasting your time. Trust me, that person might be listening and they might not implement what you just said, but they are listening. And the day that they stop hearing you is the day that they'll start implementing the advice that they asked for those other 200 times. I need you to know that if you give up right now, you might be depriving someone else that really, really needs you. And I just hope that you don't give up on yourself and you don't give up on that other person. Know that giving up doesn't mean that you have to stop giving advice and you have to be this bad person or mean or whatever it is. Giving up doesn't mean that. Giving up basically means, okay, I'm not going to advise you with anything else. I'm not going to waste my breath with you because I do not want to get to I'm not here to not like you. So why are you just sitting next to me, or why are you doing stuff that's going to make me not think of you as highly as I did? People won't get it until you're no longer speaking. So with that being said, Don't give up. Continue on connecting. Continue on loving. Continue on being the light. And let people know that it is draining to you to have them not listen, to have them not implement, to have them not use your advice or just use your word. Because at the end of the day, you need that. You need that love and light, and you need that to recharge, and you need that to continue on giving the advice you do, and your spirit needs it to stay as bright as it is. You know what I mean? And I hope that you understand that, and I hope that you help people understand you. And with that being said, I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for listening. Always, you guys are the freaking best. Make sure to follow me on my personal page, Ruby Stones, on Instagram, and then my lifestyle page is Your Life Solutions. Go shop Your Life Solutions. We have some beautiful lipstick, lip liners, and some gorgeous lashes in stock right now. If you have trouble on the Facebook shop, just come straight to me. I will definitely help you. Our customer service is on 10,000. So thank you so much for listening, and you guys have a great day, a great night, and don't give up.